Hundreds of thousands of migrants in the U.S. are facing uncertainty as protections that allow them to live and work here near expiration. That comes after the Supreme Court cleared the way last month for the Trump administration to end temporary protected status, or TPS, for Syrian and Haitian nationals. Syrians are set to lose their status tomorrow, while a federal appeals court extended the deadline for Haitians until Monday. Now, that looming loss of those protections is raising alarm among leaders in the senior care industry who say workers with TPS make up a major part of an already strained workforce. One of those leaders is Katie Smith Sloan, chief executive of Leading Age, which represents more than 5,000 aging services providers. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with the scope of this. To what extent does the senior care industry, to include residential facilities and in-home care, rely on workers who are here under temporary protected status?
Well, overall, 25 to 30% of our workforce in aging services is foreign born, people coming from other countries to care for older adults here. And a large percentage of those are Haitians coming here to various parts of our country to provide services and supports. So this is not insignificant to us.
So what does this mean in practical terms for an industry that is already struggling to hire and retain workers?
It means that in one fell swoop, organizations will lose, in some cases, 40 workers, in other cases, 16 workers, all at the same time. And these are people who are providing their nurses, in some cases, their nursing assistants, they might be housekeepers, they might be providing culinary services. But these are all essential services, leading to the quality of life of older adults.
Well, say more about that. How does this affect the care that seniors receive? I mean, in terms of the attention that they get and the continuity of care?
Unlike in a hospital, where somebody may be 2 or 3 days, when somebody moves into a nursing home, that is their home. They're there for months, sometimes years. When somebody needs home health services, they're receiving those services over a period of time. So they develop deep relationships with these caregivers. I have talked to residents who consider their caregivers part of their family. And these caregivers understand what they like to eat. Do they like breakfast? Do they have oatmeal or Wheaties for breakfast? What do they like? What kind of music do they like? They've met their families. So they develop these deep relationships over time. And when you take that worker away, you're breaking not only a job, but you're breaking an absolutely critical relationship. And that contributes to care continuity issues. It breaks up the team that's providing that support. And so it has huge implications for the residents themselves.
And as these deadlines arrive tomorrow and on Monday, are workers simply expected to stop reporting to work once they lose employment authorization?
Yes, indeed. Once they don't have a work permit, they can no longer go to work. So that's problematic for the providers. They have to fill those gaps, 40 workers that they would have to fill. So what we're seeing is job fairs and partnerships with hospitals and community colleges and offering training and paying for training to bring in, to replace those workers as best they can. But then they have to start all over again with building those relationships. So it's hugely disruptive.
Right, because it affects the workers who are here now and the pipeline of future talent. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if a provider organization can't find those workers, then what we're seeing is that they're in a nursing home might be taking beds offline or closing away. Home health agencies, I'm hearing home health agencies are just simply not taking more admissions. And so when that access to care happens, the responsibility for caring for a loved one falls on family members at great emotional, practical, and financial expense to them. I would say the other issue that we should be paying attention to from an access point of view is that if an older adult is in a hospital and ready to be discharged and there is no nursing bed or there is no home health nurse, they are going to stay in that hospital longer. Nobody wants to be in a hospital any longer than they have to, but it's also a great expense to our healthcare system.
Katie Smith Sloan, chief executive of Leading Age. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.